Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
They would cover but not be cleansed. What a bitter pill for these Hebrews to swallow. That's why it was so difficult for them. And Paul is just, he's bringing it all to a climax, if you will. From the book of Hebrews, chapter number 1 to chapter number 10, some of these Hebrew Christians, it was hard for them to handle this. Because since the time of Abraham, Moses, and all the prophets before them, the sacrifice of animals had been a major part of the Jewish religion. I mean, that's what they were. They were brought up. If I use old country, they cut their teeth on this. This is all they knew, bringing the sacrifice. And it was hard for these people to, man, once for all. And that's why a lot of these Hebrew believers went back to the temple worship, because of persecution and other things. But that had been ingrained in them, taking those lambs back to the priest and taking them back. And even though Jesus Christ had already paid the price, it had been ingrained in them, and now Paul is telling them that it is utterly impossible for these sacrifices to take away sins. Boy, that's why it was hard for them to. And then verses 5 through 10. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, now this is speaking of Christ, he saith, sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared. And burnt offerings and sacrifices for sins thou hast no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me. By the way, in parentheses, let me just notice. Listen, don't tell me that Jesus Christ is not in the Old Testament. He himself said in the volume of the book, it is written of me. From Genesis to Malachi, it speaks of Jesus Christ, if not by name, but by, use the word symbolism, or points to him. Even the book of Ruth, he's our kinsman redeemer. There's so much here. But anyway, it speaks of me. To do thy will, O God, above when he said, sacrifice and offerings, an offering and burnt offerings, an offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither had pleasure in them, which are an offering by the law. They were commanded to do this by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. I can't wait to get this part. We got 10 minutes. He, O God, he taketh away the first, and that he may establish the second, by the which will, he's speaking of God's will, by the which will, God's will, we are sanctified through the offerings of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. These verses that we just read came from the pen of David, Psalm 40. Verses 6 through 8. You don't read there. I'll read these verses for you. Here's what the psalmist David, and it was prophetic, looking toward Jesus Christ. This is a prophetic psalm. Verse number 6. Sacrifice and offerings thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offering hast thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written, I delight to do thy will, oh my. These verses were taken from Psalm 40, verse 6 through 8, which gave a prophetic foundation for Jesus, the perfect sacrifice under the new covenant. It was God that provided the sacrifice, not man. In the old covenant, man had to provide the sacrifice. Remember, they would bring the lamb. In the new covenant, God brought the lamb. God did that for us. More animal sacrifices made under the law would not please God. Repeatedly in the Old Testament, God expressed his desire for obedience rather than sacrifice. And time gets away. I will have so much here. Remember in 1 Samuel 15, I had some verses to read. There's so many verses in the Old Testament where God told his people, I'd rather have your obedience than sacrifice. 1 Samuel 15:22, Psalm 15:16 and 17, Isaiah 1:11. Let me read a couple of these. I got them marked. Isaiah 1:11. Just an idea. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifice to me? Jesus, God is speaking to his people, saith, I'm the Lord. I am full of burnt offerings and of rams and of fat of a beast. You know where he says I'm full of it? I've had it up to here. Literally, I've had it up to here. I'm full of it, of the blood, of the fat of beasts. And I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of goats. He wanted them. The same thing is true today. He wants us more than our sacrifice, our offerings that we give today. Praise the Lord, you bring your offerings to the Lord. But he wants you more than your 10% or whatever you give today or whatever. Jeremiah 6. Let me read this one. Jeremiah chapter number 6. Let me begin in verse number 16. Can you put that up there, Greg, real quick? This has nothing to do with that, but I have this circled in my Bible. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the, what's that say? Old path. Isn't it amazing how these people in new church come, they always want something new, something fandangled? The contemporary is only temporary. Let me repeat that. The contemporary, all this junk that's going on, boy, it draws the crowd, but it's temporary. Why? Because they got to have something new. That wears off after a while. You got something, more smoke, more mirrors, more lights, more loud music. What you... Here's what the Bible says. Ask for the old paths, wherein is the good way. And walk therein, and ye shall find, what's that? Rest. There's nothing like singing the hymns of faith. Nothing to compare when we talk about music and all. I'm not, because I got things. But they said, we will not walk there. We like the new stuff. That stuff, it makes us feel good. Well, it sure make you feel good, but when it wear off real quick. Okay, here's verses I want to get to. Verse 19 and 20. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil on this people, even the fruits of their thoughts, because they've not hearkened unto me, hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. To what purpose cometh them there to me incense from Sheba and the sweet cane from a far country? Boy, they were bringing good stuff. Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, nor your sacrifices sweet unto me. Oh, my goodness. All right, three things I want you to notice. First of all, we see the Trinity in these verses. In verse number 5, I want you to notice Jesus Christ there. When he says, thou hast, there's his incarnation. I want you to note this. Verse number 5, thou hast prepared a body that has prepared, a body that has prepared me, that incarnation. Jesus Christ, God in flesh. We see the Father in verse number 7. Also in verse number 9, when he says, to do thy will, O God. And then we see the Holy Ghost in verse number 15, which we didn't get to. But it says, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness for us. So right there, don't tell me the Bible doesn't teach the triunity of the Godhead. In these few verses, you see the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And by the way, if your Bible says Holy Spirit and not Holy Ghost, junk it. It's supposed to read Holy Ghost. The King James Bible is about the only one that will use the word Holy Ghost. Everyone else uses the Holy Spirit, and I won't get into that one, okay? That's a whole another lesson, but it needs to say Holy Ghost. That's his name, the Holy Ghost. Now, no, all right, I got to give you this, and I'm about done. In verses 7 and 9, Jesus said, lo, I come to do thy will. Why did Jesus come? For many reasons we find in the Gospels. But in my margins, I wish y'all could see this. I wrote 6th. I had a lot of time this week at the beach because I wasn't looking at women. Had a lot of time to dig and research, okay? Lo, I come to do thy will. What did he come for? Matthew 5:17, to fulfill the law.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may May God bless you richly, is our prayer.